Okay, I hope that helps. Next question here.
Yeah, good morning, Michael. My name's Bob. I live in Boca Raton. I'm a member of Crossbridge Church.
Oh, great.
I have a question regarding what happens to young people, those that are, say, in the womb, that are aborted, and young children that don't have an opportunity to respond to the gospel message, age of accountability. Can you elaborate a little bit on that?
Is this, I'm just wondering, is there something that I have, I'm not aware of in your life that's making you ask that question?
No, I get asked that many times.
Okay. Because I don't want to, you know, if you had lost a child, I want to be aware of how you feel. So, okay. And I know there are people who are listening who may have lost a baby or a child. I can tell you this. The Bible doesn't speak a whole lot about it. I can't say, here's the verse. I do believe several principles should guide us. One is that the judge of all the earth will do what's right. That's what Abraham said, and I think it's absolutely true. So I trust God to do what's right. Secondly, I believe that we all have a sin nature, but until we have a conscious sense of right and wrong, I don't believe we can actually commit acts of sin. And the sin nature isn't what condemns us, but it is a sinful behavior that does. So when a baby cries too much or something like that, and we think they're being, that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about conscious rebellion. And you know, little kids, they think they're disobeying mom and dad, but they don't have a sense of that they're disobeying God. I think that there's some time in their life, and I don't know when it is, when they come to an age where they sense that there's a God and they're rebelling against him. So perhaps Romans 5, where it talks about, and again, I'm totally in conjectureville here, but in Romans 5, it talks about how through one man sin came into the world, through one man forgiveness was brought. I think that that really covers little children until they have a conception of rebellion against God. And then that sin will then, the actual sins that they commit will separate them from God. But, you know, this is, I'm kind of citing a theologian named Norman Geisler in his big systematic theology where he talks about that. But I'm definitely in the realm of conjecture here. I don't know. I'm trusting God. I do know that David said that when his baby died, remember with Bathsheba, he said, now he may have just meant that he's going to die, but he said, he shall not come to me, but I shall go to him. So he had, I think, confidence that he would see that baby again. So perhaps that's what I think. And so I kind of lean that way. I think that's what the answer is. But I certainly don't, I can't say I've got a definitive, but I do know this. I trust God, and I think that that's what he would do. Before the an age where they have a sense of right and wrong, he will bring them, and that would apply to every aborted baby and every infant, and even people who are in a situation where they're mentally incapable of understanding the gospel. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you.
Good morning, Michael. My name is Brian. I'm from Boca Raton. Now, but obviously from the accent you can get, I was originally from South Africa.
Yeah, I'm guessing.
My question ties in interestingly to what you just were saying about Bathsheba. My question is from Psalm 51, verse 4, where the Bible, David says in the Psalm, against you and you alone have I sinned. Mm-hmm. Why does David say that he only sinned against God? Surely he sinned against Bathsheba, her husband Uriah, and the nation as well?
Yeah, I agree.